This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Right, you might have to sit out of this. This is a respectable interview.
Okay, done.
And is he vaguely your boss?
Well, indirectly, because when Neil was CEO, I had a hell of a lot to do with him, and I'm happy to go on record and say he's the best CEO that I've ever worked with. And in business, he's taught me more about business than any other person on this earth.
Right. Well, he's the chairman of the VRC, Neil Wilson. Neil, great to have you on the program.
Good morning, Jared, and thank you, Wayne.
How roguish is Wayne to manage?
It's all part of the fabric of Wayne. It's extensive and enjoyable.
And we're going to talk about the Anzac Day race day and the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour, which today's the last day to register. Just let me ask you a couple of topical questions first, though, Neil, if you would. The Melbourne Cup parade is going back to the streets of Melbourne, is that right?
Well, last year, Jared, we had a problem with the traditional route of the Melbourne Cup parade due to the works that were going on in the city. So we're back looking in the city to make sure that we've got a pathway that we can use this year. So very much focused on getting it back into the streets of Melbourne this year, Jared.
So we've got to find a new route. Is that the case? You won't be able to go back to the old route?
Not sure yet. Okay. Not sure yet. We're just working through that. But understanding that that things have changed since last year, we're just going to make sure that we can make it work to the level that we would expect everyone to enjoy.
So some wanted to depict this last year in a different manner, that the streets of Melbourne were no longer the place for horse racing and for the Melbourne Cup. That was never the case?
Never the case, Jared. I can categorically say the reason that we had to try an alternate approach last year was very much because of the traditional route not being available because of the big build going on in the city. And we are, as I say, back looking for that route to see whether it's possible and alternatives as well. So look forward to having the parade that everyone loves back in the city.
Did Steve Rossich catch you off guard resigning as the chief executive?
We had Steve has put forward his resignation after 4 years in working in the club. Done a great job in that time. A lot of good things have happened under Steve's watch, and we're looking now for a new CEO. And Steve's out looking for his next career opportunity.
Did you ask him whether he was going to St Kilda?
I did not ask him, and I haven't been told that that's the case.
It's not the case from what we're being told today. And Gil McLachlan has now made his application for Racing Victoria, and I think the overall hope is that he'll end up as chairman. Are you supportive of that?
I am very supportive of Gil being chairman of Racing Victoria. I think that would a person of his skills and track record and ability to influence people and the relationships he has would be good for our industry, and we'd be very lucky to have him.
Do you have an active role in that, Neil? Is it the advisory board and that sort of role?
It's almost coincidentally this year, Jared, because each time there is a director at Racing Victoria, a vacancy, there's a panel assembled to conduct that process. And the Metropolitan Clubs, which is Melbourne Racing Club, Mini Valley Racing Club and the VRC, have a rotation of someone representing them, and it's my turn to represent the Metropolitan Clubs. So the answer is yes, but I'm representing the Metropolitan Clubs in that capacity.
What do you think he might be able to do for racing in this state?
I think the important thing is for us to connect nationally and get our relationships nationally and certainly in New South Wales to the levels that we expect, particularly with Racing Australia working again in a functional way. I believe the connection with government is going to be important so that we make sure that racing in Victoria is at the level that it should be, both from a sport perspective, but also in terms of what we do at the VRC from a major event perspective. And I think generally within the racing fraternity of Victoria, there are so many different stakeholders, and organising and coordinating and collaborating with those stakeholders is, I think, a skill that Gil has undoubtedly. So we'd be looking for those three things, in my mind, to be a priority, and the rest will flow from that if we get that right.
Might be some good sport with Gil and Peter Volandis back in the same forum.
Well, they know each other from RL and AFL days, so it's not a first greeting. So I'd imagine that they know each other's position on certain things and how they operate, and I would expect that to be a positive engagement, and both on the same side of the table now in terms of racing. They just need to work through in a sensible way to get us back operating nationally as we should.
Racing has some lovely traditions, Neil, and one of those is the Anzac Day race day at Flemington. Is how far this goes back?
1961, Jared, was where we started Anzac Day at Flemington, and it's an absolute privilege and honour for us at the VRC each year to conduct this race day on the 25th of April. It's a very, very special day, and many of our members and many of our patrons consider it the best day outside of the carnival for a lot of reasons. It's a great Australian day. We celebrate it with our friends from New Zealand. We have them visit us from both racing clubs and from the Defence Force. And on the day is very much a day of support and celebration of what has occurred. And we really feel the privilege on that day at Flemington.
And the fundraising aspects to that, how central to that is the day?
It's important. We have RSL on track, certainly selling pins and so forth, but all of the proceeds from our race day on Anzac Day at Flemington go to the RSL as well. So it's very much a day for us to recognise and, as I say, support the RSL and support the Defence Force representatives that join us on the day. And we welcome them free of charge into our race day, and we have them all across the course. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere on such an important day on the Australian calendar.
Do we still play two up?
We do indeed. And in fact, for the last few years, I've done the first coin toss, which this year I'm determined to get it right. I haven't been too good at it, but the coins have landed well for the punters, and we're really looking forward to two-up being a feature of race day at Flemington on Anzac Day. It's very popular and a great aspect of the day.
And today is the last day to apply to be a host town for the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour. What is demand like for the presence of the Cup in a town or suburb, Neil?
Well, the momentum continues from last year, Jared, where we had a record level of applications last year and in fact, a record number of destinations at 41 destinations. And we're coming into the close, as you say, of this year's applications, which will be the 22nd edition of the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour. Incredibly, the Cup has travelled, not the same Cup, but the Melbourne Cup over those years, 22 years, has travelled over 1 million kilometres, both across Australia and internationally. Visited over 400 different locations, and really, when it goes into the country towns, the town stops almost, and the Cup visits schools and hospitals, nursing homes, and what happens locally is that people congregate around its movements around the town, and there are local charities that use it as a platform for raising money. And it ends up, if there's a local paper in the town, it ends up on the front page. And it's just something that people embrace wholeheartedly. And I've been fortunate to go on a number of the legs of the tour in years gone by. And it never stops amazing me. And it's never just the experience that people have when they see the Cup come out of the velvet bag and see it. Their eyes are like dinner plates, Jared. And yeah, they just simply cannot believe that they're seeing the Melbourne Cup.
So I imagine you have to put together a pretty good application these days to fight off the competition.
Well, what's really important about the way that we look at the applications, there is no town too big or too small, and it's about the essence of the application, you know, the true feel of what this will mean to the location, and people go to great lengths to explain the importance of having it in their town, to uplift the town, perhaps after a period of where the town's been impacted by fires or floods or something of that nature, or in fact that the town is really looking to promote racing because they have a racetrack there and they want that relationship with the racetrack, or in fact, if it's an overseas location, it's connected to one of the relationships we have either in the UK with a racing club called Ascot's Nature, or in Hong Kong. Last year, we went to Japan because of our Lexus relationship, and it was spectacular in the main street in Japan in Tokyo, and it was just. The street stopped as they saw this beautiful three-handled gold 18-carat trophy come down the main street in that town. So it's an amazing, multifaceted aspect to the Melbourne Cup. And here we are in April talking about the first Tuesday in November. And we'll be kicking off the tour in June. And it'll make its way to every state in Australia and then overseas to a number of locations. So we simply can't wait for that to start and start talking about this year's Lexus Melbourne Cup.
MelbourneCupTour.com.au today is when applications close. Neil, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Jared. Thank you.